Perchav Beis, chapter 22, the third Mishnah Gimel. Shover Adam es hechavis, vechol haimena gerogros, vilvad shelo yiskavein lasos kli. This Mishnah teaches us an important principle. If a jug which contains dried figs, and a person is not able to open up the jug on Shabbos, however, one would like to eat the dried figs that are contained inside. One would be permitted to smash open this chavis, to slice it open, and would be permitted to remove the dried figs that lie within this container. The reason why it is permitted to do it, because a person is being mekalkel, a person is ruining this chavis, and therefore it is permitted to perform a destructive act where there's absolutely no creativity whatsoever. We are rendering this kli useless afterwards. Others, for example, the Ran, add to it that since this person is destroying this kli with the intention of eating from it, the person is permitted to perform an act of kilkul in order to eat on Shabbos, which is a mitzvah. However, continues the Mishnah to explain, the condition is that is stipulated, ubilvad shelo yiskaven lasos kli, a person must ensure that he does not intend to make a kli. As explained by the commentaries, this means a pesach yafe, a good hole, a definition of a good hole, is a hole, la hachnis or la hotzi, where something can go out and something else can come in. As long as he does not make a good hole, a pesach yafe, which falls under, which is considered and included in creating a kli, making a vessel, referred to as matke bepatish, that it would be usher to make a pesach yafe on Shabbos. So as long as the person smashes it open, slices it down the middle, there's no pesach yafe, it's just a container that is split in half. That would be permitted to do. Others actually stipulate that in order to be able to break open this chavis has to be what's called a pretty lousy chavis. But if it's really a full, proper, put-together jug, it would be forbidden to break it in half, because still there's an issur d'rabbanan to break mekalkel, so an issur d'rabbanan. Therefore, others stipulate, it says, no, this type of chavis is a chavis that has been broken together and that's been rebuilt. And therefore, breaking it is not really considered stira gemura. Then and only then is it permitted to break open. But if it was considered a chavis shalema, it'd be considered a full-fledged stira, full-fledged destruction. That would be still aser midrabanan. It would still be rabbinically prohibited. There is even another opinion which actually says, what type of chavis? It's a regular chavis. Why is it not a problem? It's not a problem. Ein binyan ustira bekelim. There's no such thing as building and destroying kelim by a kli. That's only has to do with buildings and construction. And therefore, this kli that we have, a person would be permitted to destroy it on Shabbos. It is not a problem. We're not really creating anything that's constructive. We are just taking this chavis and breaking it in half. That is permitted. If we were to create a new kli, that would be problematic. Here we're not creating a new kli, a new vessel. We're just taking one that's in existence and smashing it open. The Mishnah continues. Ve'ein nogfin megufa shel chavis, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'chachamim matirim. Says the Mishnah, a person may not bore a hole. Basically, this type of hole was to cork. People would cork a wine jug with an earthenware covering, and then seal it with either pitch or with wax. And if a person wanted to remove wine from this jug, you drill a hole through this material, you tilt the jug, you pour out the wine through this hole. So Yehuda argues that it is prohibited, it is usher, to drill this hole through this pitch on Shabbos, because it's considered making a Pesach Yafe, considered as if a person is making a proper opening. That is also to do. It's like Misakin as a Pesach, Tikkun Kli. However, the Chachamim Matirim, the Chachamim permit this, because, no, this is not really considered a Pesach, this is not really a proper opening, and that is why it is permitted to do. And in the event that this top of this hole that you want is to drill a hole in the side of this Chavis, that would be usher to do, even according to Chachamim. However, on top, that would be permissible. Im haisa nekuva lo yiten alaha shava mipnei shehu vimareach. The Mishnah says that if the jug was slightly nekuva, was slightly pierced, had a small opening, it would be usher to fill it with wax in order to close up this hole, because this is considered memareach, this is considered smoothing, and smoothing the wax on the jug around the hole is usur to do, and therefore, if this opening of this almost stopper were to come undone, it would be usur to fix it on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amase ba lifnei Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'arav ba'amar kosheshini lo mechatas. Someone once approached Rabbi Yehuda regarding a person who actually added a little bit of wax to this hole in the jug on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "I am concerned. I am chosheish that such a person who fixes the jug and filled it up with wax transgressed a biblical prohibition, and therefore must bring a korban chatas." Perchav Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 22, the fourth Mishnah. Nosin tavshil l'sol chabor bishvil shiyei shamur. Permissible for a person to take one's tavshil dish, to dig one's pot, and to place it into a pit where there is no longer any water running, in order to safeguard his pot. Doesn't want to leave his pot around, it could get ruined. So he leaves it in the ground to both maintain its heat, protect it from the sun. What is the concern? Why would a person not be permitted to do that? The concern might be that someone might come and create himself a nice flat surface in the ground where to rest his pot. The Gemara teaches us we're not worried that a person will come and will be master of the gumos, will flatten land in this karka, in this pit, to ensure that his pot doesn't tip over. Rather, you allow him to place it and leave it there as is. Ve'ena mayim ayafim bara'im bishvil sheyei sanu. A person would also be permitted to take a pot with good water, meaning water that is fit to drink on Shabbos, he'd be allowed to place it into bad water, water which is not fit to drink on Shabbos. This unfit water is, let's say, is cold, in order so that the good water will cool off a little bit. So a person places hot water, which is drinkable, into cool water. So you have a pot filled with hot water, and you want to put it in, let's say, a stream or a river that has undrinkable water, but it is cold, to cool down your pot. That is permitted to do so. In fact, the Gemara says there's no chiddush at all in this case. There's nothing new. There's nothing really there's no reason whatsoever why this would be asur. The real chiddush is the next part of the sentence, which reads, "Es hatzonein bachama bishvil sheyei chamu." That a person is permitted to take cold water on Shabbos and place it in the sun, so that the sun will heat up the cold water. Another version actually reads this Mishnah to say that it is not the sun, but rather you're placing this pot into hot water in order to heat up your lukewarm dish, or your lukewarm pot. That would be permitted to do on Shabbos. We are not concerned, we are not worried that a person will come and speed up the cooking process by adding in ashes or by adding in coals. We are not worried about that. It is not a concern of ours, and therefore it is permitted to heat up a coolish pot, either using the sun or using warm water to surround one's pot. The Mishnah continues, Mi shenashru kelav baderech b'mayim, mehalech b'hen ve'eino choshesh. Person's clothing fell while he was into the water, when he was walking on Shabbos, so now he is drenched, he is wet, he may continue to walk wearing his wet clothing. And he should not be concerned that people look at him and think that he laundered and washed his clothing on Shabbos. In fact, the Rambam writes that is not the chashash. According to the Rambam, we might think that a person would come and wring out their clothing, but we are not concerned for that. And it is mutter to walk in wet clothing on Shabbos. Higya lechatzer chitzona, shotchan vachama, avalo keneged ha'am. Once a person reaches wearing their wet clothing to their outer chatzer, their outer courtyard, first one enters the city, then one enters almost as private chatzer, or the communal chatzer, he would be permitted to take off his clothing. It is surrounded, it's not a problem with carrying in this location. It'd be mutter for him to remove his garments and spread them out in the sun for them to dry. However, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to spread out your garments where people can see them. If you place these garments where people can see them on the side which faces the street, many people might come to suspect him of washing his clothes on Shabbos. Halacha actually does not follow this opinion. The halacha does not follow the opinion which says a person would be permitted to dry out his clothing just lo keneged ha'am. Rather, even in a super duper private place, even b'chadre chadarim, in the inner chamber of one's home, one cannot do anything that might appear to be usur. We are worried about Mar's ayin, we are worried about people who suspect you of doing something prohibited on Shabbos, therefore you would not be allowed even, not just to spread it out in the inner courtyard where people might see, but even in the inside of one's home to dry out would also be a problem because of Mar's ayin.